2016 witnessed the passings of legends in all walks of life, and entertainment was certainly no exception. From film to television to music, famous performers took their final bows this year. For the next several minutes, we'll take a look back, beginning on the big screen.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see.
Gene Wilder worked often with Mel Brooks, and that combination led to some of cinema's greatest comedies, known for Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein. But apart from his collaboration with Brooks, there was what you just heard, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Among many other roles, Gene Wilder died in August. He was 83. America lost its most beloved cinematic princess. In 2016, Carrie Fisher shot to stardom in 1977 as Princess Leia in Star Wars. She, of course, reprised the role in Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and The Force Awakens. Also known for other roles and a prolific writing career, Carrie Fisher suffered a heart attack on a flight from London to Los Angeles just 2 days before Christmas. Fisher was 60. George Kennedy usually found himself in dramatic roles, whether for Cool Hand Luke, The Dirty Dozen, Airport, or The Iger Sanction. But he could also make a comedic turn, as he did in three Naked Gun films. George Kennedy died in February. He was 91.
I am an exceptional thief, Mrs. McLean, and since I'm moving up to kidnapping, you should be more polite.
Alan Rickman could play virtually any character, but he was best as a deliciously evil villain, such as his role as Hans Gruber in the action classic Die Hard. Also known for his work in the Harry Potter movies and as the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Alan Rickman died of cancer in January. He was 69. Anton Yelchin was a young actor with a world of promise ahead of him. Best known for playing Chekhov in the recent Star Trek reboots, Yelchin was tragically killed this year when his vehicle crushed him as he was getting his mail. Yelchin was just 27 years old.
I am 16, going on 17. I know that I'm naive. Fellows, I meet...
Charmian Carr will forever be 16, going on 17. Immortalized as the eldest Von Trapp daughter, Liesl, in The Sound of Music, Carr died in September at the age of 73.
Got him hurt bad.
Yeah.
Now he's worried. You cut it. You hurt it. You see? He's not a machine. He's a man.
One of the most inspiring aspects of the Rocky movie series is the passion shown by actor Tony Burton, whether he's in the corner for Rocky or arch-rival Apollo Creed. Burton died in February. He was 78. And Zsa Zsa Gabor died in December. One of three famous Gabor sisters, the Hungarian-born actress best known for Moulin Rouge, later became known for her nine marriages and playing herself dozens of times. Gabor died at age 99 in December after many, many years of poor health.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
In television, one of America's most beloved TV moms died this year. Florence Henderson will always be known as Carol Brady, the lovely lady bringing up three very lovely girls on the Brady Bunch. Henderson died in November. She was 82. A more recent TV mom who left us this year was Doris Roberts, immortalized for her depiction of Marie Barone, the hovering and opinionated mother and mother-in-law on Everybody Loves Raymond. Doris Roberts was 90. Patty Duke began as a star on Broadway and the big screen with her portrayal of Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker. She then played identical cousins on The Patty Duke Show. Active in show business for decades to follow, Patty Duke was 69 when she died in March.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. A. Go right to the source and ask the horse.
Alan Young was famous for talking to a horse. And even more impressively, the horse talked back. Young was the star of Mr. Ed, portraying Wilbur Post. Young was 96 when he died in May. Hugh O'Brien served our nation in World War II and cleaned up the streets of Dodge City in the life and legend of Wyatt Earp in the early days of television. Inspired by Albert Schweitzer, O'Brien later devoted himself to helping young people develop into leadership roles through the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Program. O'Brien was 91. Robert Vaughn became a household name as Napoleon Solo, also known as the Man from U.N.C.L.E. Vaughn was also acclaimed for his work on the silver screen in classics like The Magnificent Seven and Bridge at Remagen. Vaughn died just days shy of his 84th birthday in November.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
By the time the 1970s rolled around, Americans were already nostalgic for the 1950s. Happy Days captured the era perfectly, and the smash hit series was the work of director Gary Marshall. Also the brains behind successful spin-offs like Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy, and later even feature films such as A League of Their Own, Gary Marshall was 81.
This is it.
One Day at a Time was a CBS sitcom about a single mom raising two daughters. The only regular male character was also the comic relief. It was found in apartment superintendent Schneider. Schneider was the work of actor Pat Harrington. He died of Alzheimer's disease in January at the age of 86.
Early to rise, early to bed, and in between I cooked and cleaned.
Alice was seen on the same night as One Day at a Time and also focused on the working class. Actress Beth Howland was always good for a laugh as the spacey but endearing Vera as she worked with Alice at Mel's Diner. Beth Howland was 74. Another 70s hit was the police comedy Barney Miller. The ensemble cast of detectives included actor Ron Glass as Harris. Ron Glass died in November at the age of 71. Joining Barney Miller as a hit ABC comedy was Benson, as viewers followed the exploits inside the governor's mansion of a fictional administration. Governor Gene Gatling was well-intentioned, but not very sharp. Gatling was portrayed by actor James Noble. Noble died in March at the age of 94. The 1980s were full of memorable TV dads. Alan Thicke was one of the most recognizable. Thicke's portrayal of Dr. Jason Seaver on Growing Pains helped make the show a smash hit. Known in later years as the father of singer Robin Thicke, Alan Thicke was 69 when he suffered a heart attack while playing hockey and later dying at the hospital. Alan Thicke was 69. George Gaines is known to fans of the 1980s for two roles, first as Commandant Eric Lessard in the Police Academy movies, and later as adoptive dad Henry Warnemont on Punky Brewster. George Gaines was 98 when he died in February.
Live on tape from Hollywood, The Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests.
Gary Shandling was a stellar stand-up comedian who eventually became a frequent guest host for none other than Johnny Carson. In the late 1980s, Shandling starred in the aptly titled It's Gary Shandling Show. In the 1990s, Shandling starred as a fictional talk show host, Larry Sanders, on the acclaimed HBO series The Larry Sanders Show. Shandling died suddenly in March at the age of 66. Law and Order was a staple of primetime television for nearly 20 years, and for more than half of that time, the role of curmudgeonly, deal-making District Attorney Adam Schiff was the work of actor Stephen Hill. Hill died this year at the age of 94.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better.
In music, country music lost one of its greatest legends. Merle Haggard was one of the original outlaws and had lived a rough life before he pursued and struck stardom. One of the great writers in Opry history, Merle Haggard was 79 years old.
Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel.
Also in the world of country music, Holly Dunn died this year. Dunn scored multiple hits, including Daddy's Hands and You Really Had Me Going. Holly Dunn was just 59 years old. Music had never seen anything quite like David Bowie in terms of his sound or his look. Known best for classic songs like Under Pressure, Bowie broke every conventional mold and always found a huge audience. Bowie died in January. He was 69 years old.
Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never sad.
In April, the music world was stunned by the unexpected death of Prince. A guitar wizard and the man behind Purple Rain, Little Red Corvette, When Doves Cry, 1999, and so many other hits, Prince died of a drug overdose at his Minnesota home. He was 57 years old.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let
there was no bigger act in the late 70s than the Eagles, and Glenn Frey was one of the biggest reasons for their massive success. Glenn Frey died early this year in January. He was 67 years old.
Don't you?
Paul Kantner was a founding member of Jefferson Airplane, which later transformed into Jefferson Starship. Also playing lead guitar for the band, Kantner was 74 when he died in January. George Martin was known as the Fifth Beatle. The powerhouse producer helped to launch the Fab Four from Liverpool to the most famous music act in the world. George Martin died this year. He was 90.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. They're behind the flag.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer was a unique group in the 1970s, finding a way to translate classical music into rock and roll. Both Keith Emerson and Greg Lake died this year. Emerson was 71, Lake was 69. Just about everyone has heard Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah in some form or another. Cohen died in early November at the age of 82.
Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Africa.
George Beverly Shea sang the solos at the Billy Graham Crusades, but the massive choirs that accompanied him were directed by Cliff Barrows. For decades, Barrows served as music director for the Graham Crusades. Barrows died this year at age 93. That's a look at some of the famous figures in film, television, and music who left us in 2016. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.